70 Rashi ha chazinon shahaviyase lekan, that he brought it here. Chayshinon, we worry. Shema, maybe adayin hukan, it is still here. Vetzarich livdoik, and he has to check. Va'amai, and why? Neima achalte, let us say that it ate it, that it ate up the chametz, so he doesn't have to worry. And we brought a proof, miloitanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Vemeseches ahalois, in Meseches ahalois. Medures ha'ovde koichavim tmeim, the dwelling place of a non-Jew is tamei. Mipnei shekoivrin niflehem bevoteihem, because they buried their dead fetuses in their houses. V'ha'akum metamim b'misoson, and a non-Jew makes a person tamei, even when they are dead. Af ba'oihel, even only by being in the same room as them. Tumas oihel. L'rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai nami, and even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Omar that he says, kivrei ha'ovdei koichavim eino metamin, that the graves of a non-Jew does not make a person tamei. B'mago umasa moidahu, he admits that by touching or carrying that geisha dead body, they do make a yid tamei. Deloy imut elametumas oil, because they, the non-Jew, is only excluded from the tomb of a tent. Deloy mikru Adam, because they are not called by the term Adam, and the pasuk says that tumas oyel only applies to an Adam. Vekama yishe, how long does he have to wait? Rashi says ha'akum, the non-Jew, b'modir, in that dwelling place. V'yehei ha'modir tzarech bedika, and the dwelling place will need to be checked. L'chashayet se ha'akum, when the non-Jew leaves. V'yid se Yisrael lodur boy, and a yid will want to live there, to live in it. Mem yoim 40 days, Rashi explains, k'dei yitzira savlad, for the amount of time for the forming of the fetus. Va'af al pisha eini ma'isha lefi, because shechashud hu al aznus, because he is suspected of immorality.
Kol makim shechazir b'chul deyucholim lahalach ein tzrichim bedika she'im hoshlach sham, because if it was thrown there chotatuhu va'achluhu, they dug it up and they ate it.